This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. And Renee, you're in California on what may be the last day for a high-profile inmate on death row.
Yes, Stanley Tukey Williams, about whom much has been written and heard in these last few weeks, he's one of the founders of the Crips Street Gang, and he was sentenced to death for murdering four people 25 years ago. His case, it's been taken up by activists against the death penalty, black leaders, celebrities, mostly because in recent years he has tried to make up for unleashing the Crips on the world and on the community by brokering peace between gangs and by writing children's books warning against gang life. So he's taken on a very high profile as a man who has been rehabilitated.
Well, given all those efforts in his favor, is there any chance the execution could be stopped?
Well, last night the California Supreme Court turned down an attempt by Tukey Williams' lawyers to reopen the case. Today they're making a last-ditch effort before a federal court. But really, Steve, most people think that it will come down to the governor and what he decides. And we go now to NPR's Mandalit Del Barco, who has been covering this case outside San Quentin in Northern California.
In a last-minute effort to reopen the case, Stanley Williams' attorney said he should have been allowed to argue someone else killed one of the four murder victims who died in 1979. To this day, Williams claims he's innocent of the crimes that landed him on death row. But California Supreme Court rejection of the petition means that Williams' fate is now in the hands of Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
We pray that we find mercy in the potentially stony heart of Governor Schwarzenegger.
In California and around the country, Williams supporters are now asking the governor for leniency. Over the weekend, they held vigils outside San Quentin Prison, and they rallied outside the governor's Santa Monica Church. In San Francisco, Sister Helen Prejean, the author of Dead Man Walking, added her voice to a chorus of anti-death penalty activists. She says the fact that Williams has never apologized for the four murders doesn't mean he hasn't been redeemed.
One way to show remorse is just say, I am so sorry I killed those people. Another way to show remorse is with your life, what you do with your life. And look what he's done with kids.
Last night at Oakland City Hall, supporters watched a showing of Redemption, the movie that chronicles Williams' life, from his days as co-founder of the Crips to his years on death row, where he became an anti-gang crusader. Barbara Becknell, who helped him write 9 children's books, has been campaigning for him for the past 13 years. Last night, she told supporters that in these final hours, Williams is holding up well.
He is as strong as ever, and he says that his peace at this dark, dark moment in his life, that this peace is rooted in his faith.
Becknell also claims a Los Angeles man has come forward with new information that could help prove Williams is innocent. She read briefly from an affidavit that has been sent to the governor outlining the man's story. Now Williams supporters wait for a final decision on his fate. So do the survivors of one of the victims, Albert Owens, a convenience store clerk who was gunned down in 1979. His widow, Linda Owens, hasn't said whether she wants to see Williams executed, but she has expressed hopes that his anti-gang work will continue. And Owens' brother, Wayne, had this to say to NPR a few days ago.
There is a chance that his input in the books he co-authored may have done some good, but that's not a quantitative thing. All that we can know is that he's a human being, and I will be sorry that a human being has left the earth.
As time runs out, Williams has now been moved to a new cell block close to the death chamber at San Quentin. He's been visited by the prison chaplain and is being watched around the clock. Governor Schwarzenegger has promised there will be no Hollywood endings, but barring an 11th-hour reprieve, the stage is now set for Williams to die by lethal injection shortly after midnight. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, outside San Quentin.